Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Jason Madison, Jay Skills, Big Jerv, John Gervais, and Black Trey, Trayvon Edwards. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. We announce it, we sell it, solidify it, we certify it. The best character on BMF is Charles. Fight me. Fight me on this. He had a hell of an episode. Hell of an episode. We get into all the details there. Also, the NFL is rigged. What's your favorite script? And what would your favorite script be for an NBA is rigged play or whatever, or you know, reality? What would you wear at the Rock Nation brunch? And who would you take? We get into all those things, plus a whole lot more. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are there catching up on all of our content, making sure you get this whole podcast all at once, making sure you are getting the Discord, you're getting the watch alongs, you're getting all the extra shit, the OG podcast with me, Zach, Trey, Waz, and Tom. All of this stuff plus so much more. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are tapped in. All right, let's move on, man. Let's go. Oh, I love this one. This one, it's always fun when something happens and Twitter has the appropriate response, right? Which is, we're just going to get these jokes off. Former NFL player Arian Foster said that the NFL is literally rigged and scripted down to like week three. Someone, you're going to like tear your hamstring or whatever. And so everyone basically took that shit and ran with it. All the NFL players ran with it, talking about when they got their scripts. I don't know if y'all had any favorites. Mine had to have been my man looking at his hands, the JPP.
The nuts.
Oh, that's ass.
Because it was like I think it was Hannibal Buress. There's a clip of Hannibal Buress just looking at his hands like this.
Yeah, yeah, it's like in slow motion. Yeah.
And they're like, this is JPP when he saw the script.
My shit was my favorite one was the Tom Brady one when it shows Tom Brady turning around smiling and it says it's supposed to be him looking at Matt Ryan when they look at the script of the fucking Super Bowl. I lost my mind with that shit.
Matt Ryan finding out the NFL changed his original script of winning the Super Bowl. it's the what do you call it? Training day. You motherfuckers.
I hope that shit scripted coming up.
There you go. Yo, when Kaepernick got his script. You seen the one where he's talking about Kaepernick got his script?
No,
I didn't see that one.
Oh my god, bro. Nigga was like, he had to grow his hair out.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Like he had to.
Jeff Saturday reading the script for 2022. They've been killing it, man. Yo, this shit is so stupid, man.
No, they had some good ones. I finally got to it. Yeah, it was they talk about Josh Gordon and his dealer getting the script. Oh, Marshawn getting the script for Super Bowl 49.
I'm like still that, one of the craziest moments I ever seen, dog. Run the fucking ball.
Right. Wow, there was some good ones in there.
Oh man, yo, this shit is too funny, man. But like, honestly, what's the basketball equivalent of this?
Damn, that's
Nigga, Michael Jordan receiving like that he got to retire. That's why
1994.
Why nigga was he was laying down. He got the trophy crying because he had to let that shit go. Then also,
Steph Curry getting the 2016 script.
Nigga like, wait, what? Yeah. I like funny, like this
Gilbert Arenas getting it.
Okay.
Learning how to shoot a gun script.
Yo, that nigga came out and said bang bang.
Like that shit would be WWE, bro. Could you imagine? Like a nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Donald Sterling getting his script.
It'd be some sick scripts being passed around, bro. Honestly,
that would be the craziest
script, bro. A nigga like, hey, you're gonna come out and you're gonna read the statement and say that you have it. Nah,
he's like, nah, ain't gonna be here.
I ain't gonna be doing here. That.
Yo, man, this nigga Magic really got the craziest script of all time, man.
That's one that you really don't want. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf reading his.
Right.
Oh, shit, man.
Speaking of that, he got a fire documentary out.
I want to see that shit too. I just like the idea of him like flipping like, wait a second. Why is my character gone? No, like flipping like, surely I'll come back in this shit, right? Like, wait, whoa. Hey, man, there must be some sort of mistake. Oh, you ain't seen page 63? Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Hey, listener. Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks. That's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh man, shit, man, fucking Arian Foster, man. This thing always been crazy though, right?
Yeah,
my guy got that right. He's always been a little off with it.
Correct. Yeah. I watched I didn't watch the full clip. Let me not make it seem like that. But I watched I watched some more of it where the homies is talking to him. Yo, that whoever the co-host was that killed that nigga said, "Oh, so what was your script like when you read that your career wouldn't be shit after you said you don't believe in God?" Yo, I was like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, my nigga PFT.
That's a real question, PFT, though.
Yeah, hey, that nigga is hilarious, by the way. Like
PFT,
yeah, man. That nigga's jokes. He's funny as fuck. But yeah, nah, that nigga Arian Foster. He had a great career though. He bought out. For a nigga that was on the Texans. For a nigga that played for the Texans, that nigga balled out.
Hey, Jay, isn't PFT the one that, like, when they sat down with Aaron Rodgers, they asked him, like, yo, so, like, roughly, how many grandmothers have you murdered? Because the nigga would get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Like, your ballpark figure.
Hey, they be going in on that nigga Rodgers, though, because Big Cat don't fuck with the Packers. That nigga Bears fan. That's what they were snapping on him.
Oh no, Bears fans be smoking on that pack every chance they get.
For real. And I feel him because that nigga own their ass. He be dogging
that. They should have drafted Patrick Mahomes and not Miss Trubisky.
Damn, man. Imagine trying to live with that shit. Oh. Imagine trying to live with that shit for real, man.
Dumbass organization.
Alex Smith getting the script when Patrick Mahomes got drafted.
Shit.
That nigga was probably, what, and my leg? What?
That's what he said, thumbing through the shit like the next. All right, sorry. The motherfucker get it. Okay. All right, then what happens after that? Like, what?
Right. Yo, what was that Bills kicker's name? The one that missed the field goal in the Super Bowl?
Scott Norwood?
Yeah. Imagine his ass reading that script being like, wait, what? I gotta miss the fucking kick to win the fucking game? Nah, I'm not.
But it's like, the funny thing is like, don't worry though, y'all make it back the next year. Like, right. Yeah, that shit didn't work out. But don't worry though, you'll make it back the year after that. Nah, shit.
And then you'll make it back again.
The year after that.
And it still won't work out.
Cold as
ice. That's terrible. A bitch.
That's a bitch and a half, man.
They be all right.
And then every other, like, did they get the ass up harder and harder as time went on? Like, that first one was close, right? Like a missed field goal. And then, like, then you got your ass beat by the Cowboys. Then you got your ass beat by the Niners. Like, oh, man.
And it was funny because, like, niggas was mad at them for making it to the Super Bowl. Like,
yeah, like y'all garbage. No, yeah.
Like, they don't deserve to be in the Super Bowl. Nigga, they won all the games.
Yeah. And I just like the people calling them bums. Like, niggas went to 4 Super Bowls, man. That shit's crazy, though. That's fucking crazy.
Sometimes you make the Super Bowl, bro, and people just give you all the reasons in the world why you shouldn't have been there. But what do? You just block out the haters and succeed. Go Birds.
Nigga, who you talking to, man? Just nigga the ether. Here, man. Tom Brady, by the way, Tom Brady retired. How about that for a script?
Right, again.
Oh, did you see that somebody was selling the fucking sand?
They fans, 80 grand.
That shit was
shout out right to them, dog. That's a hustle.
I wish I had done that, man. Like, this shit ain't far from our studio in Miami. I was there. I could have gone down there.
You could have got you a jar. Oh,
yeah, man. We were like, yo, I know exactly where that is. That's fucking up on like Surfside or whatever. I'm like, oh, shit, man. I didn't even think about it, but that's true. But you just go up there. Like, if you don't live in Miami, somebody dumb in like New England somewhere to buy that shit, right? Like, oh, this is Tom Brady. Because, I mean, like, it's authentic. It's not like a nigga would be lying. I'm standing right here, right where the nigga did this shit. I could show you the fucking buildings and everything.
That's crazy. It's cheaper for you to just fly down here and go
screw my nigga, that shit up yourself. I ain't never cared about no prized possession like that ever in my life. That's like
dirt, nigga. Like, dirt.
What? These people fucking crazy, dog. Nuts.
And, yo, imagine how, I mean, first of all, you gotta be a sick individual to do that shit. But imagine how sick you'd be if you spent all that bread on that shit just for that nigga to come back in 2 weeks. And yeah. that shit not even worth anything. Not that it's worth anything now, but it's really not worth anything.
Didn't that happen to his last touchdown ball last year? Like, a nigga bought it?
Hell yeah. the one that Mike Evans caught, the last touchdown pass that he was supposed to ever throw, went for whatever it went for. Somebody paid all this bread for it just for ball to come back like a month later. Now you sitting with that dumb shit on you.
Yeah, you got a football. Yeah, worthless ass football.
They have a touchdown against the Cowboys. Did he throw one?
Probably not.
Yeah, I wonder where his now his last touchdown ball is. Niggas is hunting that shit down. The equipment manager got it somewhere.
Equipment manager definitely got that shit, man. As soon as they threw that shit, that nigga just like, I'll take that. Thank you very much. You know, they be switching the ball out every other point of the shit. That's gonna do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Shout out to Trey, shout out to Jay, shout out to Jerv, shout out to you for being a Patreon. If you're not, patreon.com/countthedings. That way you wouldn't have to wait your ass a whole week to hear us talk shit about Kyrie getting traded. You could have just heard it right then and there on Monday. patreon.com/countthedings. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.